Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
These
pick up football.
Pick up football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
It's football.
Pro picks.
I've been watching it for 40 years. 40.
We've had such a blast doing this all year, and now the second to last week that we'll make our picks. Here's where we stand right now. I'm in first place, 33-27, 67 points. Don in second place, 29-30-1, 62.5 points. Peter, better record than Don, but not good point allocation, 31-28-1, and that's 57 points. The show battle, TMKS 10-10, DNR 10-10. The games, Bengals, Chiefs 7-point favorites, 49ers, Rams 3.5 point favorites. So Andrew and I discussed what's the best value in terms of drama, and we felt that Peter picking first and Don picking last would give the best drama in terms of what we're doing here. You agree, Donnie?
I agree. Wow, that's a great decision by Andrew. Terrific, terrific.
All right, Peter Rosenberg, this is your last chance saloon. Go for it.
Well, I'll go in order. I'll start with my two-point play. And neither of these picks were easy for me. But I just frankly believe that the Rams are the better team. And I know it's six straight, and I know that the 49er defense is special, and I know that they've been special in these playoffs in general. But I don't know, man. I sort of doubted L.A. Going in against Tampa last week, having the short week, going west to east, blah, 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 all the excuses you could have. And though they almost gave away the game in the end, for 55 minutes they were a dominant football team. I think this is their year. I think the Matt Stafford story is really going to play out in front of us this year, and I will make the L.A. Rams my two-point play, which leads me to the game in which I'm trying to stay alive. I wrestled back and forth, and I guess if I'm being fully transparent, the decision's probably completely muddled between am I actually making the pick I want, or am I trying to avoid Don's pick? I don't know, but in the end, I thought about that final game of the season where Cincinnati put up a 34 spot on the Chiefs in a game the Chiefs needed. And I thought, you know what? Everyone keeps doubting this Cincinnati team, and they keep balling out. And if there's a team that could keep up with Kansas City offensively, it would be these Bengals right now, who have the capability to do it with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. I will take the Cincinnati Bengals as my three-point play.
Now, Andrew, if he has to have both different than Don to stay alive, or if one different, he could also stay alive?
I think
the 3-point
one. As long as the different one is the 3-point one.
Because if the 3-point one is different, he can get within 2.5.
Right.
And the Super Bowl is a 3-point play. So, yeah, very much alive.
All right. Here are my picks. The worst I could do is finish second. I do have that lead over Don of 4.5 points. So, here we go. I'm going to take the Chiefs. I think the magic carpet ride, and that's my three-point pick. I probably went the wrong way. I think Arrowhead's going to be too loud. I think the Bengals should have lost last week if Tennessee just played better, didn't turn the ball over. Tannehill was awful. Mahomes is not going to be awful, so I'll take Kansas City. My two-point pick, I like the Rams. I think another magic carpet ride is going to end. I think the lack of a quarterback that could really do damage consistently is going to do cause some trouble for the 49ers. The Rams are good on all parts of the ball. They've got a lot of weapons, and I think that Matthew Stafford is ready for this moment. So that is my two-point play, the Rams. So three-point pick is Chiefs, and the two-point play is the Rams. And now it's time for Don LaGreca.
Pick him.
I'm going to start with number two. I'm with Peter with the Rams. I think they're just the better team. I'm not going to get caught up. And you. So that doesn't bode well. But this is who I like, the Rams. I think they're the better team. I understand the coaching hex that Shanahan has over McVay, but Mike Tannenbaum laid it out perfectly. There's just too many weapons for San Francisco to have to control. And San Francisco with Garoppolo is just not good enough to match it. And, hey, a lot of things can happen. Turnovers can be a huge Jets factor. But that's what San Francisco is going to need. They block punt. They're going to need turnovers. And I think that Stafford and the Rams are over their own hex. These two wins that they picked up, I think, made them feel comfortable. And to Peter's point, too, what happened against Tampa last week, you don't have to worry about that. San Francisco is not going to pounce the way Tom Brady and the Buccaneers could pounce, and they still held them off. So,
all right, before
I
you
like
make
the
your three-pointer,
is my two-point play. Yes.
I want to tell people what's on the line here. If Don takes the Chiefs, he can't catch me. If Don takes the Bengals, Peter can't catch him. Don, the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, you can look at a bunch of different things here. You can look at the fact that the Bengals have covered, that the Chiefs all of a sudden have covered at home. You can look at that. You can look at the fact that Burrow has been sacked 62 times this year. The previous five that have been sacked 50 or more all lost this game. And four didn't throw a touchdown pass in the game. You can also look at the fact that Spagnuolo doesn't have to blitz in this game, guys. I think it's a big deal. I think they'll put pressure on Burrow. I like the Chiefs as my three-point play to cover the 7 points. That eliminates me from winning, but it keeps Peter alive.
Oh, my
God. So it really
God.
Comes down to that
It's only
game.
One game
Forget
this week.
Rams 49. Forget Rams 49.
It
doesn't
matter. Doesn't matter anymore.
Chiefs, Bengals, I've got KC. He's got Cincinnati. Let's have at it.
Let's
Boy, let, wait, I'm wait, in a scary.
Before we bring on Dave Rothenberg, I do have to say this. I've done it.
Yeah,
I am the champ of the pick segment, and that means that I am. Yeah.
I think the drama of Peter and I trying to avoid last place would be a lot more drama than who is going to win overall. So I think for the betterment of the show, the fact that it's Peter and I going at each other for third place is got a lot more drama and a lot more fun than us battling for first.
John,
so congratulations, Michael. You deserve it.
Thank you. I don't know if you had the return feed, but as you were making your pick and going through your reasons, Peter was on his knees at the bedside praying. He was praying.
Well, he's alive, my friend, and it could either be over or just a half-point lead going into the Super Bowl, which is not going to matter. It's our three-point play, and it's just all right there.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, wow. Now let's bring in the great Dave Rothenberg of DiPietro and Rothenberg. You could hear them from 5 to 8. We are tied at 10-10 with that show. They made a great comeback, almost commensurate to the comeback that I've made. So, David, we both lost last week. You won the previous week, so you continue to have the coin. You make the first pick.
Well, firstly, thanks for having me on the show, and consistently me and never Rick, which is just a treat to join you guys. Congratulations.
That's not our choice. That's your partner's choice.
Oh, I know you would prefer him. Yeah, no, he's coaching Mite Hockey right now, so he's
unavailable. I prefer you.
I love you as well, Don. And Michael, congratulations on the big victory that you've just
feel very good about
cinched
it.
Up yep. moments ago.
Yep.
We are going to go, and I think the two of you will agree. And I got to be honest, I think Peter – and this is wise, because I've been in this position in the past. I know what Peter's done. Peter knew that Don was going to take Kansas City, so he went with Cincinnati. I have tremendous respect for that, and this is what a desperate gambler does. As someone who has been in these shoes,
I know
how this works.
Oh yeah.
So well done by you, but you're not gonna be right here. Michael and Don will, and so will we. We will take Kansas City and lay the 7 against Cincinnati. Kansas City almost won a game in which Ja'Marr Chase in Cincinnati had a record that might not be broken for a long time. 11 catches, 266, and 3 touchdowns. If he doesn't do that again this weekend, which I doubt highly he does, we think, as a show, Kansas City, I don't know, 10, 13, 17-point win comfortably over the Cincinnati Bengals. We'll take Kansas City and lay the 7.
Well, Don and Peter, I guess the only thing that we do is we have to take the Rams, right?
We'll have to take the Rams, yes.
That's the only option.
So we're taking the Rams.
It's the other game.
And we're giving 3.5. May the best show win.
I got to be honest. I think both shows win, and it comes all down to the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Wow. Wow.
We might have to come up with something creative for the Super Bowl, too, to make multiple picks, right? Because if we have the same thing, they end up tied. So do we throw an over-under in, maybe an exotic?
Why don't we throw an exotic?
Fancy. You really do have the itch. Why don't we see how this week goes, and then we'll kind of figure it out before the Super Bowl.
Sounds good.
You're a good man, you know? You got a hockey show. Man. And do you have the other show, too, on Saturday now?
What do you mean, the other show? Yes,
the Rothenberg vehicle.
Yes,
he doesn't listen.
No, I listen when I'm in the car. So you're on the hockey show's from 8 to 9?
No, the hockey show's from 7 to 8.
7 to 8. So
then
they give the listeners a respite for an hour.
Right, because nobody wants 4 consecutive hours of me. And then I come back at 9 o'clock fresh and ready and hydrated, and I go 9 to noon.
So that would be 5 straight hours of you.
If the hockey show was 7 to 9, that'd be too much. But even if it was 8 to 9 and then 9 to noon, it would be 4 straight. They don't want that. Nobody wants that.
Stump Rothenberg tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 10:30. You called once.
Yes, I did. I loved it.
And you stumped me.
Yes, I did. And you didn't like it.
Sandy Alomar.
Wow, look at you. You'll never forget that. And you also have R.J. Bell.
R.J. Bell at 11 o'clock, who I know that you dislike.
No. I like him. Peter despises him. No,
I don't despise him. I'm not a big fan.
That's fine.
Like RJ a lot.
I think RJ is good, and the most important thing is he wins money for my listeners, our listeners.
Does he? Because that makes him different than when he was on our show.
Yeah, no, he's been very, very good lately. Like 3-1, 4-1, red scalding hot. Yes.
Yeah, kill the afternoon drive, but save the Saturday show.
Wow,
that's not nice.
Have a great weekend and dominating the airwaves tomorrow morning, starting at 8.
7.
7 to 8.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then 9 to 12.
Correct.
Quite a promo you're running. And coming up on CBS, Murder, She Wrote.
Yes. Wow. Have a great weekend.
Change the station. You don't have to worry about it.
Enjoy the last great weekend of football, guys.
Wow,
it's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yep. Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
ENN's coming up. Peter's still alive, so he's going to have a better ENN than we could ever imagine. And I am the king. Heavy wears the head with the crown.
No.
No what?
Heavy wears the head with
heavy
the crown.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Sorry.
There you go. There you go.
It's heavy nonetheless. Even without a crown, it's a big head.
Sure. It's a big head.
ENN's coming up in just a moment right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.